Find me in the shadows, see me in the light. Written by Ratty Joel. Narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom, 9 World Series by Victoria Goddard. And the Lays of the Hearthfire series by Victoria Goddard. Rating, teen enough audiences, no archive warning supply. The dream goes like this. The palace is dim and silent, eerily empty, as it never is in life. Even my footfalls are muffled and distant, the mage lights on the wall flickering like low guttering flame. Kip is pacing the halls, urgently searching, though for what I don't know. I am following, trying to reach him, always turning a corner just in time to see him vanish through another door at the end of the passage. I lengthen my stride, but he, always so busy, always with somewhere to be, outpaces me. The hallways twist and bend in impossible ways. One moment, I am sure we are in the corridor outside Kip's old office and the offices of state. The next moment, I turn a corner and find myself half the palace away, and Kip always just out of reach. I call his name, but he doesn't seem to hear, his steps growing more frantic. He runs his fingers through his hair in distress, undoing his careful braids. He wears it long in these dreams, though he is garbed in his red and black secretary's robes of old, scattering feathers heedlessly behind him. I step over my own black crow feathers, crushed and forgotten on the floor, and break into a run. I know if I can only catch him, all will be well. But he is running too now, and I am following behind, only following by glimpses of his red hem disappearing around a corner as the corridors grow narrower, the turns sharper, the light sconces on the wall burning ever brighter, ever harsher, until I think their radiance might blind me. I burst through a set of doors and stumble into a graceless halt in a room I know well, though not from this angle. I realize at last what Kip was searching for. He has fallen to his knees in relief upon the lapis lazuli of the wide seas, his face turned up in supplication and worship to the golden throne, to the figure on it. To you, most serene, most radiant, garbed in all your splendor, glowing with that same blinding light like lances in my skull. But Kip does not look away. He is awestruck, entranced, helpless before you. I want to turn his face away, wake him from his enthrallment. I want him to never again look at that shining, distant figure. I want him to turn his head and see me. 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 As ever, I should be more careful what I wish for. The dream shifts. I'm no longer rooted in the doorway, invisible. Instead, I become you, garbed in all your splendor. Glowing with your light, I sit upon the throne, just as frozen, just as helpless, to watch Kip rise from his obeisance, as he has done 1,000,000 times, and meet my eyes with a smile as he has done 1,000,000 times. Gone are the red and black secretary's robes, replaced with the finery he wore for the final regency ceremonies in Gorjo City. The intricately dyed and woven fronds of his skirt and the gleaming layers of efela at his throat, and the winking pearls woven into his headdress, topped with the tall, fine feathers of the glorious imperial bird of paradise, which I had been so proud to present to him, all just as they had been. The throne room trembles to a great drumbeat, like the steady heartbeat of Zunith, like the pounding pulse in your ears. I watch him dance across the expanse of coals that has been laid across the lapis lazuli of the wide seas. Each step 100 miles. Each step 1 terrible, implacable stride closer to you. When he at last reaches the near side of the coal field, he does not stop. He begins to mount the dais, first 1 step and then another. And as he reaches the lower levels, you see at last, cupped in his hands, the Okana shell, with a bright, fierce ember in its heart. You are glowing with the radiance of the Emperor of Astandalas. It bathes him in golden light as he climbs the stairs, his face turned towards you in trust, in love, He is lifting the okana shell to you. I am screaming for him to stop, but your mouth will not open. Your hands lift from the arms of the golden throne. I cannot stop them. You reach, and he reaches, and he... I wake from those dreams with a cry in my throat and the smell of lightning in my nose. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.